brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Ron Paul campaign just called us. They're trying to get to a studio, and there's traffic, so Ron Paul can do the interview before or after the TV interview he's got to do in New Hampshire. The guy's just running to death. So he's still in the pike, 5x5. That is, he's in the line to be on today. Rand Paul's coming up in the next segment. Very special surprise Ron Paul guest coming up in about 20 minutes. So right now, let's go back to your calls. Aaron in Brooklyn, and then Evette and others. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I was up late last night thinking, you know, after everything happened, chatting with some people, and I was thinking about Thomas Paine and common sense and how that brought so many people into the movement. And I guess what I'm wondering is, what do you see a new common sense looking like in the media world we have today? What form will it take, you know, when the time is right? You were just talking about major tyranny having to happen.
Well, I mean, Uncle Tom's Cabin woke people up, you know, about issues with black oppression, slavery, whatever. And then you had The Jungle waking people up to the corruption of the robber barons and people falling into sausage machines and being turned into part of the sausage and fake milk. The robber barons would literally give chalk to women for their babies, and the babies would die en masse. They do the same thing in Africa and Asia, where tens of thousands will die every few months where they give them fake milk. The big aid agencies do it on purpose, by the way. That's all part of eugenics. So I don't think there's going to be one, you know, Uncle Tom's Cabin. I don't think there's going to be one The Jungle. I don't think there's going to be one common sense. Instead, it's more like a million missiles hitting them. Or, you know, I mean, you got loose changes, end games, road to tyrannies, martial laws, you know, terror storms. I think Ron Paul, is one of those seminal characters. I mean, he's kind of a George Washington. And then you could say that some of the other patriot leaders. And people could be like Sam Adams, you know, the people that had money, people that had time, people that had the initiative to print up tens of thousands of flyers, to run around and stir things up, to give speeches, to bang their fist, to call for getting it on. And then there's also flashpoints where people just say, you know what, let's start smashing these surveillance cameras, or the equivalent is let's go dump millions of pounds of, you know, and again, pounds being in British value of British sterling into the Boston Harbor. And then the British say, okay, let's go ahead and shoot a few of these people. And then they spin it saying, hey, it's non-lethal. It's for your own good. Kind of like we're hearing today. And then people just finally, the shooting starts and it's all over. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it's an info war. But unfortunately, they're going to have more Wacos. They're going to massacre people just like in V for Vendetta. They're going to kill some kids at some event. And it's over. You're going to see a bunch of cops in black uniforms, when people actually get mad, be totally overrun. The cops will mow a bunch of them down, and then cities are going to start burning. Then the cops are going to join us, and then it's going to be absolute UN invasion forces. This is a possible future. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's probably a 30% chance. And then it's going to be just absolute warfare in the streets.
So you think it's going to be their failing? They're going to play their hand and come out just blatantly and... It'll just be obvious that the government is the enemy and not...
They're gonna have massacres, like the Boston Massacre, okay?
Right.
Okay, Waco basically was a huge seed, looks tiny now, but you talk to most people who woke up in that wave, like myself, most of the people that are, quote, old-timers or the captains of our movement for liberty now got active after Waco, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate your call. It's a really great question. Event, everybody else, you're going to get on, but we got a lot of guests lined up too, so stay with us. RonPaulWarRoom.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphelousia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wah, wah. Great music, huh? That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. When I was young, that didn't make a lot of sense. The older I get, I realize just how true it is. All the bad things that happened to me, all the adversity, all the things I saw that happened, it all made me stronger. It all made me better. I mean, I hated the things that happened to me, and I hated the things that scarred me, and the things in life. But I think back on all those were all strengthening procedures. Those were all things that happened. And it's the same thing with plants. You get plants that don't get wind on them, that don't get a little bit of stress. They end up being a lot weaker. Their fruit's not as good. I don't know why I threw that out there. The point is that this Ron Paul movement, this liberty movement, this freedom awakening is only one more step, as Ron Paul has said, one more focal point. They're dragging Dr. Rand Paul out from his patients right now. He's been gracious enough to give us part of his lunch hour, and so John should be popping in momentarily. When we get him, the Ron Paul campaign just called us during the break again. Jesse. They're now doing the TV interview, and he should be on with us at 40 after. 40 after is when Ron Paul is supposedly on. As many times as they've called us, he's pretty much for sure going to be on the show. I don't want to have to knock on wood with that. But again, Congressman Paul's office just called. He should be on at 40 after with us. That's right when our surprise guest is on, but they can just be on together, I guess. But popping in to give us his take, his analysis on what happened in Iowa last night is Dr. Rand Paul, obviously named after Ayn Rand, and we are really honored to have him on with us to give us his take on what happened in Iowa. Ron Paul in double digits, Giuliani sinking to nothing, and now there's no way Fox can have Giuliani at 4% in the Fox debate with Ron Paul at 10%. And trending to get it probably second or third place in New Hampshire, could even get first place. Dr. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. You know, you're assuming that Fox is going to use some objective standard. What do you think the odds of that happening?
I thought they're fair and balanced, though.
Yeah. We'll see about that. But, yeah, I think there's not a whole lot of justification for having Giuliani now and not having my father.
You know, there's no justification. Give us your take, sir, on what happened last night in Iowa.
I think not bad. You know, I always have had higher hopes for New Hampshire than Iowa. 10%, though, is still a significant amount of Republicans, you know, wanting a significant change in their government. The other thing that I thought was interesting, when you look at the people who voted, if they classified themselves as independent, we actually won that vote. We had 29% of the independents, and that was the highest percentage of any candidate from independents. And that bodes well for New Hampshire because, you know, they say 40 to 45% of the electorate is independent up there. If we can get a decent amount of them to come over to the Republican primary, I think we'll win the independent vote, which could make the difference.
That is the big difference, is they can swing whichever way they want and vote wherever they want in New Hampshire, which is a more constitutional system, isn't it?
Yeah, the only problem, though, is that the bad news out of Iowa is that there were 250,000 Democrats who voted and only about 125,000 Republicans. And I think there's two messages there. One message is that the war has become so unpopular, anybody who's opposing the war, if you're an independent, I think a lot of them are going to the Democrat side.
Oh, my gosh, that's an amazing point I hadn't really consciously thought of or discussed, is that absolutely Ron Paul's winning with independents in polls, but that's not translating as it should. Democrats, you should all vote for Ron Paul. Your entire leadership, Obama, all of them, Hillary, are pro-war. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's the thing, is you got to motivate independents to come to the Republican primary, and for a year the pundits have been saying, and I'm kind of intending to believe them, that the Republican Party is such a mess that independents are trending towards the Democrat side. But the other part of that argument, while that might not help us in the primary, it's an argument for why they have to decide that they have to do something with Ron Paul within the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is going down in flames. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, because they're not only promoting an endless war in Iraq, they're now promoting a new war in Iran. They don't get it. It's destroying the Republican Party.
Oh, I agree with you. Continue.
Well, I just think that that's the real key to our success, and I've been saying it for 6 months in New Hampshire. The key to the success is independence. The good news is that other states allow independents to vote in the primary, too. I don't know this for certain, but I have been told that in South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee, independents can vote in either primary. And so what we have to do is build a movement that has new people coming to the party. If the election is based only on traditional Republicans, 10% could be the high water of the movement. And 10% is not a small number, but that could be the high water. If you bring in enough new people, you can trend up high enough to maybe knock somebody off. And that's where we really hope in New Hampshire, is we got to motivate the independents and get them to come to our side.
Dr. Rand Paul joins us, son of Ron Paul, involved with the campaign, speaking at many of the major rallies and filling in as a powerful surrogate for his father. Your father, in the interviews I've seen, he's joining us coming up in about 30 minutes, reportedly, is pleased with the 10%. In fact, he said last night on Larry King Live, when they finally aired it, that he'd be happy with fourth or fifth place. And, you know, I agree because of the nature of the Iowa caucuses. What internal polling are you getting, or what's your general feel, Dr. Paul, on what place you think he's going to get in New Hampshire, and what places, respectively, from first through fourth, what it means in each of those places if he was sitting in them?
I think as long as we continue to have a significant showing, and that's, you know, close to at least the 10% mark, I think that it continues to show that we have a significant force out there. I think if you're showing up, like, you know, Duncan Hunter didn't even show up, he was still at 0%. you know, that, then you have no real business continuing no matter what you have going. But we have a significant following out there, not only represented by the money being raised. Our people don't want him out of the race at all because they want him to continue to fight for that message because no one else is championing the Constitution. No one else is championing limited government, balanced budgets, and not fighting unconstitutional wars. So I think there is no other voice for that. And I still think we will go all the way to the convention. You know, we picked up 2 delegates yesterday for the 10%. You know, McCain only picked up 3. So, I mean, we're only one behind, both McCain and, I think, Thompson in delegate count.
Rand Paul, I don't think that we can overstate how big a deal it is that Ron Paul got more than double the votes of Giuliani. I mean, he was the front runner just 3 months ago, and they're darling.
Yeah, and you can still see how it's a little unfair on the coverage. Giuliani on 2 stations last night got main coverage and got last place, got squashed, and got a lot of coverage on the television during primetime. And, you know, they weren't even putting Ron Paul's name up on the pie chart. Yeah, it's pretty depressing from that point of view.
Well, regardless, Rand, we've all talked about this on and off air, but can you restate it with any other, you know, tidbits added in from your perspective, Doctor? We win regardless. Congressman's in the arena. The people have joined him. The people are rising up. We're growing a liberty movement. People are learning about the Federal Reserve. They're learning about the free market. They're rediscovering the Constitution. Doctor, can you comment on how we've already won? I mean, some people are pessimistic and go, well, he might not win or they might cheer. So what? We got to get in the fight.
Yeah, it's always been about the movement. It's always about the ideas, and you know, it is always nice to win elections. It's always nice to do well in elections, but it's a bigger issue than just the election. But we still look at it as also the winning, and we plan on doing everything possible. I'm going to be in New Hampshire for the next 5 days. I've been told that part of what I'll be doing is escorting Barry Goldwater Jr. is going to be there in town to endorse my father in person. And so, you know, we feel like we're going to get an upsurge in New Hampshire. And they've been working long and hard. We have a good campaign organization in New Hampshire. We're still hoping for really good things in New Hampshire.
Rand, the only reason I bring up the fact that we've already won is obviously we're all shooting to win the campaign. But I just wanted to sink in for some people that got bummed out last night by double digit and dwarfing Giuliani and, you know, coming ahead of, what, 3 or 4 of the candidates, you know, being in the middle of the pack. The fact is that the mainstream media has said that the criteria is the top 5 are, quote, first tier. That's what ABC News and Fox News said they were going to put in their debates, and then they just, you know, predicted that Paul wouldn't be in there. Using Iowa as that harder benchmark, and he cleared the hurdle here just like he did in college, you know, being a state champion runner. And so, bottom line, we are winning. This is a process, and being involved is a win, and I just don't like seeing some people get demoralized.
Yeah, and I think you also have to look at it from the perspective that 9 months ago, we started out with virtually zero name recognition, and now I would say that, you know, 25, 30, 40% of the country knows the name, if not more, and they also know the issues and the ideas. They know that you don't always have to be a Republican and be for endless war, that you can be a Republican and believe that the Constitution protects civil liberties, you know, that you can be a Republican and believe that a judge needs to have a warrant before he comes into your house. I mean, basic freedoms. You don't have to be, you know, a Republican and believe in no constitutional restraints. And that's what the Republican Party has been, you know, evolving into without my father's influence. And the problem is there's nothing better on the Democrat side, because if you're on the Democrat side, you're right, they're not very good on the war. They're not very good on civil liberties. They're definitely not very good on economic liberties or private property. So really, our hope is to grow a movement out of this, and there are good things coming out of this. There's a young man up in New Hampshire I think is going to run for office. I've heard of several other people around the country who consider Ron Paul to be their hero and to be the message that they want to promote
when they run
for office.
Dr. Paul, if you've got to go, that's fine. If not, a quick break and 5 more minutes on the other side. It's your call.
You're getting ready to have my dad. I don't want to steal his thunder, so I will take a rain check and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Paul.
All right.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
All right, we're back live.
Your own personal
Yvette in New Jersey. Yvette, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for sharing your insights about Iowa. That was very encouraging. And I just wanted to share also about the support Mike Huckabee has by so many Christians. There's a pastor named Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and he's a minister in Florida.
No, great guy. We've interviewed him, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been trying to warn Christians to beware of Mike Huckabee. He's written articles about him on his website. He even went to Iowa to talk to the pastors there, and unfortunately it doesn't seem like that message reached everyone. Like, it didn't reach the other ministers in the state.
Look, those ministers, most of them work for FEMA. That's come out in the news, as we told you, most of the big ones. And it's just a government op.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys are on foreign government payrolls. I mean, that's come out in the news.
Well, that sort of explains why when I stopped going to church, sorry to say, but the last time I went there, I tried to talk to people, and I was pretty much laughed at until I was a nut.
No. They want to feel good. The average church-going American, on average, wants to be in a delusional la-la land. They're not going to fight the evil in the world. They're going to just sit in their church and basically country club it. And literally, a lot of these big churches are like country clubs with helicopter pads, gyms, you know, huge malls.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they just basically, you know, it's like a swingers club. But a lot of these, literally, folks, I grew up around some of the biggest preachers in Texas. Believe me, you have no idea. It's unbelievable. You know, some of them lived in my neighborhood. And it's just amazing the type of stuff they do. And they're just there to neutralize the public. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Troy in Illinois. And we got a big guest coming up, by the way. Troy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
My question to you was, I'm totally about Ron Paul. I'm still wondering a couple things. Being in the medical field, how does he feel about the vaccines and the vaccinations? And
he has supported legislation at the state level to not try to have them force it on people. And to make them back off. He also doesn't want to give vaccine makers immunity. We've had health experts on who cover his policies on that. He is for alternative medicine. He is for liberty.
Right. Awesome. Because I didn't hear a lot about that as far as his, because he is in the medical field. Also, I had one question for you as far as, you know, you state that as far as it goes with you know, worrying about yourself when it comes to stuff. You state that you're not too concerned as far as your well-being when it comes to speaking out. But how do you feel about your family? Like, 'cause I have a young child and everything else, and I'm curious how you feel.
Sure. Let me let you go and answer that question, okay? I do care about myself. I don't want to die. I don't want to get thrown in prison for a false charge. The New World Order does all that. But I realize that the danger is much greater to just let them have their way with us and let them get away with everything and never challenge them. I mean, to let a bunch of crooks... I mean, would it have been better to fight Hitler early on? Most Germans didn't. They didn't like him at first, but they went along with him. Or would it have been better just to go through 20 million dead Germans and the whole country bombed into a slag heap and occupied by the Soviets? Half of it. And under socialist bondage today. I mean, what's better? So, being at the tip of the spear is a great responsibility. As they say, great power comes great responsibility. And I try to do a better job every day. I try to work hard. I try to realize the serious nature of what I do. The point is, I've just said I can't live in fear. I had to turn loose of, I still take precautions, you know, basic ones, for myself and my family. But my children are in greater danger, and my family's in greater danger, if this system wins than if I just, you know, stand up and fight them. Okay? And also, the enemy knows that when you're afraid of them and when that will affect you, then they come. But they know, and I've been through tests, believe me, they've tested me years ago, but they know when you just go, do your worst, you know. I'm not saying bring it on, I'm just saying I got to do what I got to do. I got to do the right thing. I got to stand up. I don't sit there and, you know, tease them and say, like a bull, come get me. I just say, hey, have a soul, do the right thing, don't be evil, but do what you have to.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Couple days ago, I got an email from a listener saying, "Hey, Alex, do you know who Big Daddy Don Garlitz is?" And I said, "Absolutely." Growing up in Dallas, drag racing was big, and I remember many times watching ABC Wide World of Sports and the rest of it and watching the drag racing, even went out to a few when I was younger. And he is synonymous with drag racing. Big Daddy Don Garlitz, in fact, Garlitz has been dubbed the king of dragsters and could be considered the patriarch of Top Fuel drag racing. And Don's high school sweetheart is his wife, Pat, and he joins us from Florida. He's got the several big websites. Garlitz.com is one of them, GARLITS.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com and RonPaulWarRoom.com. And he has endorsed Ron Paul. But the main reason I got him on, not just that he's a drag racing legend and got brass ones the size of bowling balls, but his wonderful 25 reasons that he has endorsed Ron Paul. And I wanted to go over a few of those with him. He wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve, income tax, get us out of North American Union, law of the sea treaty. He's a proven fundraiser, wants to get rid of the, not a member of the CFR, Trilateral Commission. I didn't know Big Daddy Don Garlitz knew about the New World Order. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Well, you know, I keep up with all that kind of stuff, world events, because all of those things affect you ultimately, and, of course, your children and your grandchildren. And a lot of people don't think like that. They think, well, whatever's happening today is all that matters, you know. It's actually a little more complicated than that.
Absolutely.
And Ron Paul has been a guy that's been really, he's a constitutionist. That's what's important. You know, the American Constitution is one of the greatest documents ever written, and it was written particularly to keep government from getting so oppressive. And that's why the Washington doesn't like it.
Absolutely. When did you discover Ron Paul? Or I should go back. When did you start waking up to the New World Order? When did you discover Ron Paul? And what are some of the other reasons you're supporting him?
Well, way back in the 60s, I began to understand as I turned into my 30s, you know, my early 30s, I began to realize there was a lot more going on than you read in the regular newspapers, and that's when I started studying about all of the different things that were happening, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the central banking system, all those things, they're all tied together. And I just ran into Ron Paul because he had a service that you could buy gold and silver through a company that he was involved in, Ron Paul Investments, which I think he's since sold at, but he still stays close to the people. And that was way back, that's 20 years ago. And he was a hard money guy then. He believed that the money should not be printed just at random, that it should have some kind of backing.
Well, look at Americans. We've lost, in the last 4 years, 30-40% in our purchasing power. The dollar's been debased by more than half. And the yuppies haven't figured this out yet, Don. What's going to happen when they find out?
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. You know, not too long ago, in the front page of the USA Today, was they were talking about the government was discussing with Ben Bernanke, the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, what were they going to do about this $47 trillion, that's with a T, that they owed government employees for pensions. And, you know, that's an astronomical number. Well, Bernanke looked him right in the eyes because he didn't cause it. He was the new kid on the block. He said, you boys always got the printing press. And I'll tell you what, their eyes got big when he told them that.
And now the acceleration of the devaluation is ballooning, as it always does in these systems. Let's go through some of the points. Big Daddy Don Garlitz joins us, the king of drag racing, supporting Ron Paul, known him for 20 years. Wow, that is just amazing. This whole story of the Ron Paul revolution just gets better and better. But before we get into some of the reasons you're supporting Ron Paul, I think 10% in Iowa, more than double what Giuliani got, is amazing. And I think they should let him back into that Fox News debate. There's five places. He got fifth place. The polls are showing he's going to get second or third in New Hampshire. Shouldn't he be in that debate?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the media. The media doesn't like Ron Paul because the media does not want the country to return to the Constitution. They like it just like it is. And the reason for that is the media is controlled by the same people who actually control Washington. And I'll tell you a little something that happened. Right after the towers were hit by the terrorists, they asked Bush, President Bush, in a press conference, Mr. President, what would have happened if one of those planes had hit the White House and killed you and Cheney simultaneously? And Mr. Bush said, not to worry. He said there's a secret government operating 24/7 that would have taken right over and nothing would have went wrong. Everything would have been fine. Boy, he never mentioned that again because a lot of people would like to know, who is this secret government? Who appoints them? Where do they come from? Where are they? We want to know more about them. And we never heard another word, but that came right out of President Bush's mouth.
Well, we know the international bankers own both parties, and Bush, in his presidential directive 51, has now said he's over Congress and continuity of government. He's planning to pass that power on down to Hillary. We're going into the North American Union. Can you talk about this international syndicate, the NAU, for those that aren't aware of what it is, Big Daddy?
Well, sure. I mean, they want to join Canada, Mexico, and the United States and take down the borders and allow the people to go back and forth freely, and, of course, trade and everything. And, of course, we have some ulterior motives for that. The United States would actually gain some benefit from it in that we'd have access to all the oil that's in Mexico and then the oil sands that are in Canada. But what the bad part would be, we would be then completely overrun with the people from Mexico who have lived a life of poverty. See, that's a terrible country down there. You know, it's practically a dictatorship, and they got nothing for the people. You know, they don't even care about
And we've
people.
Got a socialist welfare system that the illegals and others have already bankrupt. Can you imagine another 30 million?
Well, exactly. We'd get every bit of that. I'll tell you who else would be hurt really bad by that is Canada. Because Canada is a country that, even though it has socialized medicine, it doesn't have a big population, and it's got lots of open spaces and lots of natural resources. And Mexico and the United States have sucked that right up.
And the global interests that help set up these new systems, they get to write the new rules. You know, a lot of liberals and people say, well, global government, that's the next step. Well, yep, I'm against global government because it's a firewall. It is a bulkhead.
It's a small stretch then to go from the North American Union and just include South America in that, and then another small jump, and you've got the European Union, and we could join. They're headed for global government. That's exactly where it's all going, and the end of sovereignty. And of course, in this mix is naturally we lose our firearms.
Well, they just passed another huge gun control bill to go after people for misdemeanors and psychological reasons, and the feds are going to control all that. The good news is people are starting to wake up. A Big Daddy Don Garlis, legendary king of drag racing, who's known Ron Paul for 20 years, could you have imagined that the Ron Paul revolution, really just up and running for 6 months, big time, started a year ago, would be this big, and that people would be rediscovering liberty, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and learning that there is a choice to the other two parties in socialism?
It boggles my mind. When Ron Paul first said he was going to run for president, I thought, gosh, that'll never get off the ground because the people just aren't ready for that. But I was wrong about that. I have seen a groundswell like I have never seen in my whole life. I'm 76 years old. I've never seen anything like this. Such a groundswell. And what it tells me is the young people are waking up and realizing if they don't do something, they're not going to be inheriting much. This America, see, the world doesn't want America to be the greatest country on earth. They want us to just be another third world power, and in that way, we'll be so much easier to be in the global community. See, as a world power like we are now, we would be dictating in the global community. They don't want that.
Absolutely, and the really great thing about it is this exponential explosion, Big Daddy, is just the beginning from the trends I've seen. I did predict that it would be this big, and I challenged Ron the many times. He joins us once a month here to run, as I know millions of others did. And I think the establishment is just now realizing that their facade is beginning to crack, and I want the listeners to know that if they'll really attack the facade of the New World Order, we could bring it down. I mean, you're a winner yourself. You're a go-getter. You're somebody that's taken action your whole life. Can you talk about just the mindset of winning and that believing that we can win is a big part of the battle?
Yes, it is. It's a psychological thing. You set your mind on doing something. That's how I did all my cars. I set my mind on what I was going to do, and I imagined it before it actually happened. I imagined the car that I was going to build be winning these national events, and I just kept that thought in my mind all the time. And that's what everybody's got to do. They got to keep this thought in their mind. Ron Paul can win. We can overcome this thing, and especially as a group, the power of a group like that is unbelievable.
And at the same time, Ron Paul has said himself, he's the focus of this now, but this is growing the movement of liberty. Even if he doesn't win, we win by engaging. I'm sure when you got started, there were a lot of races you didn't win. A lot of times the cars didn't even, get out there or had problems, but doesn't practice make perfect?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. That's absolutely right. And what this is going to show, no matter what happens or what the outcome is, that the power of the American people when they really get behind the project.
Absolutely. Big Daddy, there are so many of these 25 points that you put out that folks can go to Big Daddy Don Garlis and read about, or just type in Big Daddy Don Garlis Ron Paul into Google. You can read his writings about it. Of these 25 points, there's a lot of them I haven't mentioned. What are some of the other key points why we should support Ron Paul?
Well, I like the part that he's never voted for an unbalanced budget. He's never taken a government-paid junket. He's never voted for a tax increase. He's never voted for a congressional pay raise. I love that. And he doesn't use and not going to use the congressional retirement plan. And, you know, it's just on and on. He's been repeatedly named the taxpayer's best friend in Congress. And that's good. And, you know, not a member of the Council of Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission, that's a big plus for him, too.
And he's never taken a paid junket. And they try to spin it and say, well, he asked for a bunch of earmarks. And as he pointed out, the government's already stolen the money. He's just trying to give it back to his district.
Right. That's exactly right.
It's unbelievable. Now this North American Union, they've been trying to stonewall that, but now it's becoming a household word. What is Big Daddy Don Garlitz's idea on how we can continue to spread the word about this?
Well, we have got to get the word out because, you know, when Ron Paul first mentioned it on one of the debates, they made out like he was some kind of a nutcase, that there was no such thing going on. There's all the plans for the big highway right up through the United States all the way to Canada, and they've been taking the land through eminent domain to build this highway. It's the real deal. They want to form this. And, you know, I've actually seen some of the coins that they ran some sample coins off of the Americo, they called it, you know, for the new money, just like the euro over in Europe.
Well, we have the official NAU documents. They call it a union. They call it a merger. They call it a community. That's how they started the European Union. We have their own SPP documents. From now, yeah. 2006 in September, where they said first agenda that a secret meeting in Banff, Canada with the three governments is to keep it secret from us. Is that high treason, sir?
Oh, it is treason. Bush and the Mexican president and the Canadian president had a meeting in Canada not too long ago, and the press couldn't even attend.
I know. They've had three of those up in Canada. And, of course, they kicked off the NAU back in 2005. In the Banff, Canada, it says we're going to get a carbon tax. We're going to use these roads to tax people. We're going to merge the military. It's all right there. I made a film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, breaking that down, Big Daddy. And I'm going to have to, before you leave us during the break, here in the next segment with us, get your address so I can send you a couple copies of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Also, what about socialized health care? What people don't get is we had the best health care in the world when it was free market. Now they've brought in all this control and HMOs and driven up the prices. Can you imagine? Hillary and Edwards say they're going to make us go to the doctor, and then the state's going to basically make us take the drugs they want. That sounds like hell on earth.
It is. I mean, it's unbelievable. We do not want health care, national health care. If you think national health care is good, go up to Canada and see how long you have to wait to get an operation. Now, we got the best health care in the world. The only problem with our health care system right today is so much money is being spent on the illegals to keep them up that somebody has to pay. So they've raised the price to the insurance companies and to the people who have to pay, and that's why our health care is so expensive. If you took the illegals out of the equation, the health care could come back down to an affordable amount, and that's what needs to be done. And of course, if a person doesn't want insurance, then that's fine, but then they shouldn't be able to go to the emergency room if they've got a job and all and just get free health care. You know, so there's a few things that do have to be straightened out.
You know, one of the biggest things Ron Paul has done is he's not participated in the lucrative. I mean, being in Congress off and on 20 years, he would be getting $4 or $5 million, and he just said, no, I'm not going to participate in the pension program.
Right. That's good.
Now, we got a final segment coming up. I want to talk about strategies, ideas, where you think the campaign's going, spurring the young people to take action. But, Big Daddy, I got to ask you a few questions about drag racing while you're here. A, what was the fastest you've ever gone? And B, what was the focus like right before green flag came down?
Well, my fastest speed was in March of 2003. I drove my fuel dragster 323.04 miles an hour in 4.7 seconds, and I'll tell you, it's a rush because you get hit with 8 G's, and it pulls you back in the seat and takes your breath away.
Were you 69 or 70 when you did that?
I was what?
How old were you when you did that?
In 2003, I was 71.
Unbelievable. 8 Gs. I mean, how do you do that? Fighter pilots would have trouble. Do you wear the same type outfit that keeps the blood in the chest when you do that?
I did have an air seat, which was similar, but not exactly the same. The problem with us in the cars, the way our cars do, the blood all rushes to the head. Where in the fighter pilots, they have to shut off the blood going down in the feet because it goes down and leaves the brain. So we didn't have a problem with blackout. It's just that it was hard on your internal organs because everything is eight times its normal weight, and that makes the liver real heavy, and it slams around inside that rib cage, and it's not good for it.
I bet. So you feel like you've been beat up after going that fast?
Well, you feel like you're beat up when you get out of it.
Amazing. I can't imagine being at zero and in 7 seconds on the ground going 300 and what? How fast?
323 miles an hour, 4.7 seconds. But here's the tough part of it.
Well, stay there. We're going to be back. Big Daddy, we got a break. The satellite's kicking in. We'll be back in 3 minutes, sir. I want to hear about the tough part when we get back and a little bit more on Ron Paul. Big Daddy, Don Garlitz, the 25 reasons you should vote for Ron Paul.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hence the new website, RonPaulWarRoom.com. RonPaulWarRoom.com. Go sign up, post your own blogs, whatever. Big Daddy Don Garlitz, the king of drag racing, the undisputed king, is our guest for the next 4 minutes. And then he is gone. We're very honored to have him. You were talking about the hardest part of drag racing, sir.
Well, it's different today than it used to be. Today, it's getting up the money. to do it. It costs $10,000 to make one run, so you got to have a lot of money to make these runs. Back when I started, the hardest part of drag racing was working all night long, working on your car, because you had a job to earn your living with during the day, so the only time you work on a drag car was at night, so you didn't get much sleep.
Absolutely. The golden days of racing. How did you face the danger every time? But I guess you didn't have time for fear. You just focused.
Well, I was young. I didn't think about it. I built my own cars. I felt they were safe. But, of course, I had a few accidents. No question about it.
Finishing up with Ron Paul, I just keep marveling at the strength of this revolution, because just like a drag racer or just like a space shuttle, when it's taking off, it takes off and uses most of its fuel right there at the start, and then most of the acceleration is at the end. We're now seeing exponential acceleration of the campaign. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be unbelievable the further we get into this thing. When we start actually voting, see, the caucus thing in Iowa, that's a little different. It's a strange way that works. I'm interested to see when the people actually go into the voting booths and vote.
We're going to find out in just a few days, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I can't wait. I was impressed with the finish in Iowa. Look how far ahead of Rudy he finished.
Giuliani?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how...
He got three times the votes he got.
Well, I don't know how Democrats who are anti-war can vote for anybody but Ron Paul. I mean, how could they vote for Hillary? They need to come over fast and support Ron Paul.
Yes, they do.
And in closing, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, give us your take on these endless wars. Big Daddy, are you there?
I didn't hear that.
I think your cell phone cut out. Give us your take on these endless wars, sir.
Oh, well, I mean, it's like that George Orwell's 1984 book. It was perpetual war. I mean, we got troops in 60 countries, for God's sake, and we can't even seal a southern border. Are we crazy?
Well, we have masses of troops in 60 plus. They're actually in over 100. So, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I heard 60. That's enough. You know, that's more than enough. I mean, if our southern, I wouldn't have a troop overseas till that southern border was sealed. If I had to have the troops there holding hands with each other and an M16. I mean, you know, here's what's so ridiculous about that southern border. You know, 85% of the American people want the southern border sealed. There is Area 51 out there in Nevada where they do the UFO stuff and all, you know, and all the special flying things. And they don't even have a fence around it. They just got these signs every so often that says, don't cross this point. Deadly force will be used. And they have sure a few. Not very many, just a few. But nobody goes into Area 51. You can't tell me they couldn't place a few signs along the southern border in Spanish, naturally. Do not cross this area. Deadly force will be used. And just a few snipers with those 50 caliber rifles.
But see, you wouldn't have
to shoot many.
You can only use deadly force on American citizens, though. The police,
I know.
The police admit they're not even allowed to arrest illegal aliens now for no driver's license.
Everything is upside down, and this is exactly why Ron Paul is doing so good, because he's got common sense.
That's a good place to leave it. Garlitz.com, Big Daddy, Don Garlitz. It's been a real honor to have you here with us, sir.
Thank you.
God bless and Godspeed. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.